My kids the other day, she saw a fly sitting on a table and she just like whacked it and killed it. I was very impressed. Just out of nowhere, she was walking down the hall and suddenly dead fly all over her hand. Yeah.
Extra protein.
Oh, you little motherfucker.
I had to send her to wash
Oh,
her hands because
I
she tried to
almost fucking
just
kung fu
laugh.
chopsticked him. I almost got him. I felt him in the palm.
Ooh.
You little bastard. Now he's staying over there. That's right. I keep blowing weed on him, get him real high so he's slow.
That's a solution for sure.
Yeah, then he's slower, and then I fuck him up when he stops. Like, I
So
almost got him there, so it's
I assume
working.
we're live now that we're talking about dead flies and all that and high flies.
Well, this one's not dead. He's hot. Bastard.
Yes, we are. Hello and
Oh, yeah,
welcome
that was
to the Villains
important.
Talk Show and Podcast. I am one of your hosts, C4. That was the elusive gentleman telling us about his intrepid fly
My
killing.
elusive guest, little fucker.
Elusive gentleman has an extra elusive guest.
Yeah.
That
She's
was
getting fucked
the
up.
Viking herself, and finally, we have Greasy Boy.
Right.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You know who hasn't been on in a while? Insaniac. Someone should
That's
call him
true.
live on the show.
He's most likely asleep.
Okay, one sec.
Fuck that. Screw sleep. We have a podcast to do. Hello and welcome
Well
out
then.
there, everyone out there in cyberspace. I hope you've missed us for the last month. It's been a busy month. Last we checked in, we talked about stuff that was happening. We did do an episode, but kind of got corrupted. So we're gonna do. We'll have to talk a bit about it again today. But the topic. That's what we have is a topic.
Nothing. I tried.
That's not the topic.
Oh, well, you said to call Insaniac, and I tried. He didn't answer.
But the
That
topic is
was
a
a
very good
distraction.
topic.
It's a really good topic.
It is.
So much so that
Everyone here knows what it is.
I'm gonna let the Viking take over and
No.
I'll let the elusive gentleman introduce the topic.
Yes, I think that's ideal. Elusive gentleman, what do you think we're going to talk about tonight?
A very elusive topic.
Did you know?
You know
You're
what's
very
funny?
close.
Is you're actually a lot closer than I think you really want to be.
Yeah.
So,
Oh.
do we do with the truth, or do we just come out with just questions? Or do we preface this?
Both. Oh God. I
Both.
feel some kind of
Because
like
this is kind
There
of
we go.
fun
He
here.
figured it
Oh God. So
out.
One thing our little group of friends does is we make Facebook groups to the point that there's so many that sometimes we lose track. But
Yeah, we.
this one was not made by me.
No, this one I will say was made by me, yes.
So,
But all the other ones were made by you.
it's true.
You're learning, young Padawan. So recently, well, I guess it started in two different ways. I guess the Viking and Greasy Boy started making up what we would call their own conspiracy theories about a topic that we'll get to right now. Because at least that's what I heard from your hus from the Shield Maiden. Because me and Shield Maiden, I kept throwing him theories and saying like, "Look, I'm right." And so we kind of reeled in our other new D&D player, and we made a group chat called D&D Conspiracy Theories. And that has been pretty much our lives for the last week.
Like the last 3 days
Like
solidly. I was at
nonstop. Work
That's
Monday. I
hilarious.
walked away
Literally,
for
you
like an
don't look at it
hour.
for an hour and there's 100
Oh,
messages.
dude, yeah. to the point where we're actually figuring out by, like, where I am figuring out by foot the actual length of our original island in our last campaign to see if it's, like, the same size as another island in our current campaign. So!
It's true, we were doing math!
So,
it's so good, I love it.
We made sure we had you on tonight because we're technically going to corner you here. Because we have a list of questions we needed answered. And rather than spend an entire session on Saturday wasting it, we're going to waste a podcast episode asking you these goddamn questions.
Exactly.
So okay. People can, because we ever so often give people an in on our D&D, and you're such an asshole sometimes. So the first,
in a lovable way, though.
The first question is going to be the most important, though.
Yeah, was Thelen's parents happily married?
Shut up! That's not it!
Yes, it is!
No, it's not it!
Yes, it is!
It's Do the Days Come Back! Ah!
Oh, okay, that is a good one.
Yes, that is a good question!
I think mine's a bit more important.
Is a what?
He means, like, it skips the, whenever the, like, Halloween 7-year thing happens, it skips a day. John is thinking that that means that, like, the years get shorter as time goes on. Is that correct, or is it just, like, an opposite leap year?
I don't know who this John is, but it's also a great question from whoever that is.
Yeah. Or do we not get to know? That's always an option, too.
I know some questions I'm not going to be able to answer.
That's very fair.
They're perceived as an opposite leap year.
Okay.
So the day does come back.
Yes.
How do people know that it skips a day?
Because there's the count of the days in a year, right? There's a calendar.
But which day is missed?
Missed. No, it's the opposite. There's an extra day.
Oh, it is a leap year.
Oh, no, yeah, okay.
Because you keep saying opposite leap year, we're like, no, okay,
it's
so
opposite.
A day...
It is an opposite. It's an opposite leap year. So there's the combining of the 2 months, right? Like, two months that technically just don't exist.
One of our secret people.
Yeah, it's a bonus human.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
We're already live.
We already sprung the trap and told him and started asking questions. But
So there's normally the 31 days. If you've noticed the way I've been tracking it, there's only 30 in this.
In, like, the October? Right.
Yes.
So it's at the end. It's like Halloween is the missing day.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we thought. At least that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, so Halloween is the missing day?
Yeah. He also says that it is perceived as an opposite leap year.
To everyone out there in cyberspace, this is our friend Grady, which is always part of our party.
Yeah, that's me.
He was the new one that we threw and started the conspiracy group and realized what madness laid truly in store.
Yeah, he should probably be afraid and running right now.
Yeah, I'm surprised he showed up.
Are you?
Right, so technically October and July don't exist.
October or November doesn't exist?
October, right? That's why I call it October.
Okay.
It's technically the month of November.
What?
Interesting.
So, like, for example, the next month after, the day after Halloween, or their version of Halloween, is Yule.
So it's like it goes straight into December. It goes like September, November, December.
Yeah.
So this month has 60 days in it or something?
There's 30 or 62 days technically different.
Okay,
July also, because it also goes June, August.
Right, there's 62 days less.
Yeah, it's 63 days, isn't it? If it's 102 or 302 days instead of 365?
364, right? 365. 364 days in a year?
There's 365 days in a year, sir.
Yeah, leap year, there's 366. Trust me, we did this math, too.
Oh, trust me, we did this math.
There's been a lot of math the last 3 days.
It really has. Did you have the number of days wrong?
There's nothing like having all these theories and then talking to your DM and him being like, no, it's probably like this. No, isn't it like this? And you're like, ugh.
No, it's like
okay, so there goes an hour of my work that was obviously pointless.
It's 363 days then. Or 303 days.
Okay.
363 days. Got it.
Yeah, because I'm an idiot.
Wait.
There you go.
303?
It happens.
Yeah.
So there's exactly 62 days missing. So 231 days.
Or 64. Or 63, depending on if it's a leap year or not.
So what do you mean? What do you guys mean by missing exactly? Do you mean
no July or October?
Yeah.
There's 10 months in a year.
Yeah, there's 2 whole months missing.
The years only have 10 months. And every month is only a 30-month.
Are you telling me that this is like happening? Like people are going crazy because they're losing time?
No.
Nobody's going crazy. This is just...
It's not correct. We have all been going crazy the last couple days.
That's true.
Besides that...
It's a 10-month calendar. With 2 of the 31-month days gone. Or 2 of the 31 months gone.
Okay.
Wait, does February have 30 days or 28 still?
So it's a 10-month calendar.
February would technically have 30 days, yes.
So it's a 10-month calendar.
Yes, we're at now.
It's a 10-month calendar.
But then October, November usually has 31, except for the leap year?
So, no, every month is a 30-month year, except for the leap year.
Every month is a
29.
So the leap year is the... I should rephrase that. No, the leap year is the only year that every month is a 30-month, or 30-day month.
Okay.
Otherwise, that 1 month is a 31-day. It's the only month to have a 31-day.
Wait.
Okay.
So every month has to be...
Wouldn't that work out to 301 days, though?
No, it would work out to 300 and... Because 10 times 31 would be 310.
Well, 10 times 30 would be 300, so it's a 301-day year.
Okay, so it's not 300.
Yeah, so it's a 301-day. Yeah, I'm doing my math bad.
So we are losing days. I knew it.
Yeah, you are. You're losing one because my math bad.
Math brings up another question that I had. It's been 997 years since Meteor Fall, right?
Yes.
And Meteor Fall was one of the 7th years?
No.
No? Oh, I thought you said it was. Okay.
No.
Meteor Fall was after one of the 7.
Or before.
Or so both? All right, that makes more sense because 997 is not divisible by 7.
No, it's not divisible by 7.
That was fun math as well.
Yes. It's been a lot of math, really. I've been ignoring the math that I'm supposed to do.
So some of these numbers are so you do some of this shit because they're not important. Right? Some of these are just events that have happened that have explained, that have shaped the world, right?
Yeah.
And have nothing to do with anything else.
So,
right? Meteor Fall is important mostly because it literally created the entire Platinum Isles, the huge district in the center, and split the continent. That's why that's important. Whether that's connected to anything else, right? It's just an important day. It's so important that it changed calendar, right?
That makes sense.
Okay, so I feel the next most important question is, as you said, the cloak that Thelen has is covered with enchantments that block off what it is, correct?
Yes, in a way,
so it's a cloaked cloak.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I have questions. So, I tried to draw the old map from memory, as you can see. Now, I have a couple questions about our island from the original game, as you can see here. Now, when the ruined city would come out, did it point out like this, or was it part of the island?
Like the ruined city with the black temple?
Yes. Ignore the rest of this.
Is that top corner?
Yeah.
He's talking about the filled in flange.
Yeah, he's asking if it was on a peninsula or not.
Yeah.
Is that your old island?
Yeah. Yes, I did that from memory for reasons that we'll get into depending on your answers.
Your island is a little off, but you're real close, though.
I know. I did that from memory, thank you.
that's really close.
That's when he was drawing that is when I asked about the map, so...
Yeah.
I did that from fucking memory.
I think I have...
And then the larger map I also did from memory as well.
True.
It was not easy. I am not a drawer.
I was never super solid on how the map looked for that, so I really don't know.
I only know because every so often I would sit beside Jeremy and I'd sneak a look at his binder and see a picture of the map.
Oh, now we know not to let you sit next to Jeremy when he wants to keep secrets.
That's why I sit on his far side at the end of the table now.
Oh, look at that forced.
What forced?
Sorry. I lost the word.
You lost the word for forest?
It's spelt F-O-R-C-E-D.
Yeah.
I didn't say that one. The following word. I can...
That is spelled T H A T.
No.
Never mind.
F O L L O W I N G space W O R D.
Okay, cool.
Are you saying okay, cool as in okay? Like just the letters okay or okay?
Both. I stuttered.
Oh. There we go. So yeah, to the two people that are actually watching us live, just to give you guys some explanation, because I feel like you guys have been warriors this whole time. So we're talking about our old D&D campaign and our new one. The listening gentleman here is great at world building, and we haven't really had a chance to actually corner him and ask questions. We are devoting an entire episode to this. Thank you for watching. If you have any questions or like want to be involved, like, I mean, just like throw something in the chat, I guess, but
whoa, he has a face.
Whoa, is that...
Wait, that... what? Whoa.
Oh my goodness.
We've never seen this before.
We have once.
Once or twice.
Not in real life.
Alright.
He has risen.
I have pretty much the exact same headphones.
That's funny.
Hold on a second. Let me just make it so his is the only face we see on the stream right now.
Oh god.
There we go. Perfect. Yeah.
So, Let's see if we can get that out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the entire island section that you were in. That's where your island was.
Okay.
Holy fuck, guys. Except
there were
for
a lot
like,
of islands around us.
Except
yeah.
for like one or two islands, I was pretty fucking close.
You really were.
That's pretty then, damn impressive.
That was your yeah. island.
Damn, I was so close.
For those
close.
Who can't see, it is a picture of a map of an island.
Yes.
With lots of lines.
Oh, it's pretty good. You can
this is the giant undead city with your pyramid.
It
and
is a peninsula. Huh. Aha.
So what you're saying is it was on the west side of the island.
This map is technically
remember it's
backwards.
Flipped. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's flipped.
Yeah.
Could be on the east side. You guys all came in from technically this, like, all of this.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. That's
kind
of cool. Yes. Oh, Shadow. Thing.
The real DM is here now.
It's true.
Quickly, clean
it's
yourself.
Probably all her stories and ideas. Jeremy just steals them.
Yeah, I could see it.
But, yeah, because there was a, like, so how big is the place that we're on now? It's a continent. Iron Crossing, you would say that is a continent comparable to, let's say, like, South America, or more like an island, like, comparable to, say, I don't know.
Madagascar?
That's yes.
That's all I can think of.
Madagascar.
New Zealand?
An island more comparable to, like, the UK or the British Isles.
Oh!
Okay.
Oh, the UK or so British Isles. Something that you would say is, like, roughly, like, five
like,
to six.
Including Ireland, like, Ireland, Scotland, and England.
Yeah, like, you know, like, 5,000 to 6,000 feet across, perhaps?
No.
No.
That's, like, 3 miles, John.
This is not... It's 5,280 feet in a mile.
And also, you did the wrong math there.
I did?
Yeah, I told you. You needed to multiply by 120.
Oh, I forgot. So that would be... Oh, I can't do that anymore.
Whatever your number is, multiply it by 120 twice.
Twice?
Yeah, once to get rid of the fact that you divided it, and then once to actually get the right number.
So when you say, like, the British Isles, you mean, like, Wales, Scotland, and the UK?
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite large, especially compared to the little island we were on before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. See, we couldn't quite get a sense of the size.
We couldn't get a sense of the size. Also, we've had a bit of discussion about deities, because we noticed you used deities from Greyhawk, from Faerun, and from Eberron, kind of loosely.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
I just looked at the map, real quick, just to add on to the last topic. According to the map of the Googles, the total distance across the UK from the tip of Scotland to the end of like just past the English coast is 9,642 kilometers.
Cool.
How much is it the other way?
Another way.
964 kilometers.
Like east to west?
Oh, if you want east to west.
I don't know what John means the other way.
Yeah, east to west, I guess.
Yeah.
That's tricky because of Ireland.
Anyway.
Are we counting Ireland or no?
He said Ireland.
Just make the area into a box and just find the general area of the box.
Already done. I've just used the map because there's this handy little tool that you can check the distances between places.
That's ridiculous. That doesn't exist.
That's ridiculous. What is this madness?
So the only way to tell is to walk.
It is 820 kilometers across.
How many is that in feet?
Seems really small.
A number of feet.
That is a number of feet.
It's 510 miles.
510 times 5,298.
It equals 7.
That makes sense.
Yes, it equals 7, definitely.
But yeah, back to your gods. Because Jan was thinking that we're in Faerûn, but I kept saying that because you have gods from Eberron and Greyhawk and Faerûn, you just run everything together. And
sort of, yes, absolutely.
So that you can't really, we can't really say for sure that we're on.
I did explain that was the thing too. Remember, I said there are three material planes that kind of like exist in the same like area, and one of them being Ancelon or Kryn, which is Greyhawk, and the other being Eberron and I always forget what the name of the continent is, but like
Corvair,
the water Corvair, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Because Eberron and Corvair are the same material plane.
Well, Corvair is the continent in Eberron. It's the main one.
There's another continent or another thing that's in the same universe. They reference each other on the same maps.
Zendikar.
It's Zendrick or something. There's Zendrick is an island there. There's also Sharn there and the Chaos Wastes. It's a fun map. But yeah, okay. That makes sense.
I do think Caden's first question, or Greasy Boy's first question, about Felon's parents is an important one.
It is.
And then after that, I have one more question, and then I'm done. Sir?
Yep.
Were Felon's parents happily married?
He perceived them to be.
Well, that's good.
What? And where? What did she do? Where did she live? And how did she die, Maurice's sister?
What did she do?
Like, what did she do for a living, or what was she, like, what was her purpose? Mister, I build a huge world.
So she was in exile because of an aberrant dragon mark. What did she do?
Where did she live?
She was on Corvair, but lived like a nomad because of exile, considering like who and how crazy your family is.
What does that mean?
she would be considered the most normal of your family.
But Maurice never knew the rest of his family.
Yeah.
So go on.
I mean, Maurice's family was mad. Pretty much all of them were mad. It was kind of something that kind of clouded over their shoulders.
Wait, so they were all barbarians?
Wait, so all of Maurice's lineage were crazy?
Or at least claimed to be.
Huh.
And she was one of the few that didn't receive the visions.
So in a family full of crazy people, voices.
So you're saying the Maurice family...
She was also born with a dragon mark.
So you would say the
Maurice... Oh, so wait, they're all barbarians.
You'd say the Maurice family curse is the halfling lineage, I guess, is born to see, at least hear voices?
Or were sold down the line, you know what I mean? To some darker entity.
Damn it, Sarah, you might be right.
About what?
Doesn't matter. Hey. Sarah, everyone has guesses, Jeremy, about Chuck's parentage. Except Chuck, because Chuck doesn't care. Well, that's not true, but Chuck...
Oh, I know what you're talking about. When Greasy Boy and I were making a fun family tree that was just a joke, really, we guessed that Maurice was Chuck's father or grandfather just because we thought it was hilarious.
But if I mean, the Lightfoot family curse is you hear voices and get sold to a dark entity.
We just thought it was funny that our future characters were twins and yet not halflings like the rest of their family and also not the same race as each other. So,
yeah, exactly.
In every halfling we could think of.
just scroll up here. Oh, Cog Tower. I have a question because Jan isn't here. Have they always been suspicious of magic, or are they just suspicious of magic on the one night every 7 years?
Just the one night.
And is that a recent thing, or is that something that's always been a Cog Tower thing? Like, has it been since the new leadership takeover, or is it something that's just always been a Cog Tower thing?
Something that's been observed at least since Meteor Fall. Maybe before, who knows?
Did you get it?
No.
That's unfortunate.
You know, another important question is the Shield Maiden's not here. Can you sing us the Sylvan Song of Silver?
Oh, please.
I ain't singing shit.
We need to know. We need at least the words to the Sylvan Song of Silver.
Yeah, singing shit. Oh, man, that's so bad that I don't want to share it with you guys. It's poor. It's great.
Damn.
Can you send us the words?
Yeah, I'll send you guys the words.
Perfect.
Also, in our old campaign, how many moons were there?
What, two?
No, be sure.
I think there's two.
Be sure about what you say here.
This has been a hot point of
contention. This is one of those hot contention debates in the group right now. How many moons?
Shield Maiden remembers an eclipse and a dark moon. He thought there were all three.
Oh, fuck. There are apparently 12 moons.
Oh.
In our last campaign?
I didn't know Eberron had 12 moons.
A lot of moons.
No, there's not enough moons.
Zorantir is a storm moon. It's pearly white. Olorun, the sentinel, pale orange. Therindor, the healer's moon, pale gray. Pyre, the anvil, silver gray. Dravago, the herder's moon, pale lavender. What is it?
What would you ever go to the moons for?
Why not?
Are there even rules for them in Spelljammer?
Yeah. You have 5 minutes. Figure it out.
This message will just self-destruct.
You have 5 minutes before your character will die.
Yes, yeah, so apparently there's a moon associated with every dragon mark.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so does that mean that there are still 3 moons for this game?
Yes, there's only still 3 moons for this game.
Okay.
Like, only 3 moons?
Well, technically everybody only sees 2 moons.
Not me, for some I see reason,
certain people see 3.
But, I mean, like, how many planets are there in our solar system?
One. Because planets don't exist.
There aren't any, technically.
There aren't any.
Yeah, no, planet. Nobody leaves the planet.
How many suns are there?
Just one.
I thought there'd be thousands.
Wait. Are there any other land masses nearby?
Just so I'm clear, Gracia, the Sapphire Isles, and Iron Crossing are all within the area of each other of a set of isles that would be equated to the size of what you said would be Ireland and the British Isles, right?
Yeah.
But there is a massive planet around us.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much blocked off by a barrier?
Sort of.
So, like, if we were to sail to the edge of the ocean, would it... Like, flat Earth theory? Or, like, is it just, like, a big barrier that stops us?
Most don't try to sail to other continents because they haven't seen or found anything.
How far have they looked? If we're at the point of zeppelins, we should have
known. Yeah, but they have, like, so much food and supplies you can carry before you're forced to turn back, right?
Yeah. But they would know kind of like the size of the world.
Probably. At the current point of exploration, they can't carry enough supplies to carry them out far enough to find anything.
But they can make a skyship that can hold thousands of people.
Yeah, but you notice how that could only be up for so long.
Yeah, but then if you make it seafaring, come on.
That's how long that took to... Yeah, but... It's got, like I said, you have 1,000 people on here right now.
Fair enough.
And they just built that ship. It's a prototype, right? You were on the maiden voyage. There's a big deal behind why this thing exists, right? And you're right, it would be seafaring. The way it's built, not like a normal Zeppelin. It could technically land, recover energy, and then lift off. Like, that's a great theory. And you are 100% correct.
So have people just like have people tried to sail out in all directions and just never found any other land?
Or never
came back? Yeah, that's the current level of exploration.
Okay.
So if there are land masses, you guys are kind of like the Australia of the world. Right? You're like kind of way the fuck out in the right? There might be huge continents out in the rest of the world with like active things going on that you have no clue about just because. At the current time, there's no way of getting there. And with the way teleportation works, you generally have to know something exists to be able to get there. I mean, you could blind teleport out, but that comes with its own dangers.
Hmm.
And anyone who's tried it has probably never come back.
Or they come back, like, either fucked up or soaking wet.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. The world makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah. Well, what about things like Heroes Feast or things that create food?
What do you mean?
Because you were saying how they don't have enough supplies to, like, be able to feed everyone, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
What about outside of
Iron Crossing, right? Like, Gracia abhors magic, right?
Yeah.
So outside of Iron Crossing, you don't have magical capabilities of creating food and keeping going, right?
But Gracia does use faith magic. That's still magic.
Sort
of.
Hero's Feast is faith magic.
The way Gracia allows magic is you have to be of the faith, right? So you're only going to be blessed with that stuff when you become a cleric of the Silver Dragon.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Not any cleric can just walk, especially like outside religions. Like, hell no, they're not going to allow that shit either. That would be banned.
What about
you're not allowed to talk about... That would be... Like, that's what I mean, right? Like, it's kind of a gray area. If you're not showing your magic, you're probably okay. But the second you start talking about other gods or trying to bring other religions into their culture, they're going to get real angry with you.
So they'd be very anti-cultist.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of people are very anti-cultist.
I don't think so. I think Iron Crossing is very pro-cultist. They seem very pro-everything.
I mean, you're not wrong, right? If you're Iron Crossing, you can probably find it. However, there's a place in the Chaos Wastes called the Golden Bazaar, which is, if it exists, you can find it there.
Huh. How bizarre. How bizarre.
How bizarre. Golden. How bizarre.
I feel like it's first and the most bizarre.
Probably. Here's a weird question. From a way back before we went inside Doc and all of that, the hand, did he have hair?
Yes, very loose, like thin and gray.
Okay. Perfect.
Also, where did Malcor and Eula go?
And Genesis Nivara, the child? Oh, like, where did they go to at the end of the campaign? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, where did they end up to? Because we know where Sean, and
Taven.
I mean, there's been a few hints already dropped where they've gone.
Just
so,
a few,
oh,
huh?
So that's confirmed now. Thank you. Good call, Sarah.
Oh,
that was Sarah.
It already was, John.
I know, yeah. But I just wanted to confirm
Statue of the Twins and the Moon to the Dark Father.
I just wanted to make a final confirmation. No, I had no idea. I thought the father was Doc. I was almost dead sure on that. And then Sarah reminded me of that, so I was like, oh, that's probably it. So
it's
just wanted to make sure.
Not that I reminded him, it's more that I like tried to give him every single clue possible so that he could guess, and still could not figure it out.
Yeah. That was about at least 50 messages worth.
It honestly took like a half an hour, and he could not figure it out. Until I was like, well, what about, like, Taven? It's part of Taven, too.
And even then, I was like, but Taven wouldn't be a god. He just makes gods. You know, like, the War Master and Eula. Oh, it's Eula.
I won. I got him.
Yay, good job.
Yay. Now get your protein in.
Aww. Oh,
totally. My cat won't even eat that.
Ugh. So everyone's just praising Malcor. That's cool.
And Eula. And the little girl. It's pretty great.
Well, I mean, only certain people can see the Moon of the Dark Father.
You know, another important question I was thinking about is whoever's attacking the town right now really has an eye on the prize, right? They're getting their hand in things that where they shouldn't be.
That's a good theory.
No. See, my theory on that, because I don't care. My theory on that is what's happening is it's necessary sacrifice time. You necessary sacrifice every 1,000 years a bunch of souls from fucking Iron Crossing, build another city on top of it.
Actually, this entire event could have been avoided.
Of course it could have. Darn it.
If we left the door open again, didn't we?
If you guys didn't spend 2 days partying and actually followed up on the murders.
I tried! Yeah, that makes sense.
Someone left the door open again, didn't they?
No, things were already in play. So, I have other events in the world going on that may or may not have anything to even do with you guys.
Wow.
You just stumble across them, and you can make it your business, or you can move along.
Darn it. Bella and Vinny just want to get married.
You kind of half made it your business, and then you didn't follow up on it at all. I literally spent 2 days.
Chuck found a tomb, and Chuck found Randall. That's all he was told to do. Everyone else went on these murder hunts and didn't bring Chuck along, so you can't blame him at all.
Because Chuck was always drunk.
Because you told him to get drunk!
No, the first time you got drunk while we were investigating the murder.
And then I found Randall and found your only big clue.
I investigated a murder and almost got arrested for it. I tried.
You know what? This is all Dresden's fault.
Yep.
I can see that.
He's supposed to be a detective. Man.
Yeah. I thought you were a great detective.
Start fucking playing like sessions by myself with Jeremy. If you want me to investigate shit. Because I know fucking nothing about this world.
Well, now you know more than you did.
Now you know as much as we do.
Sort of.
Well, you guys also have all your years of fucking playing D&D.
Exactly.
It's only three.
Yeah.
Oh, three. Yeah, you're right. It's almost 3 years.
For me, it's still like, I gotta add like 4 months onto, because I played with Andrew and Kara before you guys joined, and thank God you did, because that was so awkward sometimes. You guys never experienced it, but there was D&D sessions where it was literally like me and Andrew are trying to do stuff as Taven and Maurice. We are trying to do stuff, and Kara is saying that all she's doing is wearing faces of dead people and walking around, and we're like,
I actually do remember some of that.
Yeah,
like or she would just sit there and she would say, she would talk about how she would just dance around and sing. So like me and Taven would try to like go kill a bugbear camp, us two, with our tank not doing any of that, just literally dancing around the battlefield, and we're like, okay, so
there's a reason Maurice became the tank.
Exactly. I guess it's you or me. So.
So, on Sundays, I started running, the Light of Xerixius, the Spelljammers campaign, and we had our third session this week, and two people joined for the first time, and one of them, I, like, gave her the opportunity to, like, join in and introduce her character, and I, like, set her up, and I said, do you want to introduce your character? And she said, no.
Yep.
And now, at the end of that, we are on a spaceship with, like, seven other people, when it's like, she's not there, so. Sometimes things are just away. A little weird, I guess.
Welcome to being a DM. Jeremy can attest to it. I can attest to it.
You've never been asked a weirder question until you were a DM.
Yeah. Like, can I seduce a walrus?
How long do you think it takes to bury a body?
Depends how fast you dig. Important.
Yeah, that's an important question. I
Jeremy. 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 Can I? Can telling telling all the crew members to take off their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good one?
No, how about telling all the soldiers to dip themselves in paint and then run up, slap themselves against the side of the boat?
After showing them!
Making up a script that ended up incriminating the rest of the party.
What?
That one was fun.
Making up a script?
Yeah. There's a whole speech Sean gave while you guys were still partying with the witches.
Oh, right. We never did get to hear that, did we?
Yeah.
And it incriminated everyone. Except Sean.
Duh. That's why I tried to kill Sean.
And he even gave the mother a real name.
That's why I tried to kill Sean. Do we have any other questions that we came up in the last couple days?
I don't think we do, and it's 11 o'clock.
So. I had one, I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we got it all.
Do you have any Mr. Tyrant, before we go off?
What?
Do you have any questions for our DM?
I don't think I know enough to fucking ask questions.
Ask anything you want.
Can I leave without asking a question?
No. You have to ask a question.
I'm glad you asked that one.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Well, we now know that there were a few things that we really overthought.
No, not at all.
That's not a surprise, really. A lot of our math was not necessary, but you know what? It was fun.
All right, have a good night, guys. I'm out of here.
Have a good night.
To the two people who watched the whole stream, absolute warriors. You're
probably very confused.
I don't know how you guys did it, but like, thank you for watching. We will be next week with an actual topic.
You're
saying this wasn't a topic?
It will be a real topic, and the topic.
This was a real topic.
You know what? It will be a real topic.
This was a real topic.
You know what?
It'll be a topic that doesn't require context of 3 years worth of playing games with us?
Or 3 years of watching the podcast?